undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora, and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission, here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. I pray that you're all having a wonderful weekend. I am absolutely very excited about what we're going to be talking about today. I have a very, very action-packed program set up for you. A couple of announcements before we get into my guest. As many of you know, I attended the first annual Save Long Island Forum last weekend on Long Island, New York. And I encourage everybody to go to their website, Save Long Island Forum, because the topics that we discussed are topics that so many people are still completely not aware of, and they're very important talks that will affect every single one of our lives. We talked about geoengineering, our food issue, foreclosure fraud, our food and our health survival mechanisms if we do have catastrophic events that happen. We discussed smart meters, and of course I talked about the known dangers of vaccinations, and there were 18 speakers in all. All of our presentations are now online where you can go and you can listen to them after the fact, and I encourage everybody to do that. Also, before we get into talking with my guests, I have another pretty important announcement. Back 3 years ago, my daughter, Dr. Renee Toko Hunter, went before the CDC in Atlanta after the first H1N1 pandemic flu shot was encouraged for all the pregnant women back in 2009 and 2010. And she went representing a group of people who had done extensive research. And it was I'm trying to think of the group here. Let me get it for you 1 second here. It was, oh my goodness, I had it right in front of me. It was a group of people that asked her to go on their behalf, and it was backed by a ton of research, the National Coalition of Organized Women. They actually asked me to go and speak, and I was already tied up lecturing somewhere. So I called my daughter, who lives in Charleston, South Carolina. She got in the car and went all the way to Atlanta to testify before the CDC, who were having hearings about the success of the H1N1 flu vaccination, which is the first year that they started pushing it on the pregnant women in our society. Anyway, long story short, my daughter basically showed that statistically there was a 4,250% spike in fetal deaths in pregnancy in women reported to get the flu shot compared to the previous year when they didn't take it. And my daughter presented the information. All of that, by the way, is on my Facebook page. You can see an actual video of my daughter, Dr. Renee, presenting in front of the CDC how the fetal death rate went up 4,250%. At that time, the CDC completely ignored her. And basically, if you look at the testimony, you will see it as though they acted as though she was putting them out to listen to this. Long story short, the United States National Library of Medicine just published the study. It's a study in the Human and Experimental Toxicology Journal. And the author was Dr. Gary Goldman, where he actually showed this. It has now been published in the United States National Library of Medicine. And this statement just came out this week that the CDC, along with other agencies, hid the they actually knew about this. The Department of Health and Human Services basically said there were no unusual signs or adverse outcomes after that flu season, which they covered up. They actually knew there were issues, and they covered it up. All of this is now available on my Facebook page. So if you aren't joining me on Facebook, join me. Just look up Mary Toko, like my page. Also, my daughter, Dr. Renee Hunter, has it on her page. And this is breaking news because we now know that the CDC is acknowledging that the fetal death rate went up by over 4,000% within 1 year of adding the flu shot to the pregnant, to pregnant women. So this kind of stuff really gets me going because I get very upset over it. The fact that we know this is happening and the CDC and other agencies ignore it until finally it gets out in the journals. And now I just wonder what's going to happen. But anyway, I encourage you, go there, look it up. You can simply Google Dr. Gary Gordon, pregnancy and vaccination, and you can find the studies. And again, you can look it up under the U.S. National Library of Medicine. So, and you know this is making me mad. I'm glad that it was finally published, but you don't see this on the news. You don't see it being talked about in the media. It is being covered up, and they still recommend flu vaccinations for pregnant women, even though every single flu shot this year has mercury in it. And if you want a complete list of the flu vaccines, go to my website, childhoodshots.com, front page, scroll down, and get a free flu vaccine report that I have there, along with other studies saying that it is ineffective, that it is causing injury, and now we have documentation, published study, that it causes women to miscarry their babies. Anyway, so that's one of my big announcements that I hope you people take me serious and go look it up for yourself, read it for yourself, and come to your own conclusions. I think it's about time that our government wake up about what they're doing with these vaccines. Now, I know that in just a few minutes, we're going to be taking a break. I want to encourage everybody to go to my website, childhoodshots.com. If you don't already have it, get my DVD, Are Vaccines Safe? Share it with family and friends. It's a great baby shower gift. There is a vaccine education revolution taking place in this country. People are waking up. Physicians of all kinds are waking up. Researchers, studies are being done. Immunologists are writing books about it. There's a wonderful book called Vaccine Illusion, written by an immunologist that I would encourage you to make as part of your library. Also, if you have a library in your town and they do not have my DVD, let me know. Give me the address, and I will ship one to them. So my goal is to just reach people and educate them and direct and guide them to the research so that they can make educated, informed health decisions. And I would like to add, I am not anti-medicine. I do believe there is a place for crisis care and medical care in our environment. If I wasn't born by C-section, I would not be here today. So obviously there is a time and there is a place. But what we are doing in this country is not working. People are sick. And I currently am calling you from a conference in Atlanta, which is an integrative physical medicine conference where my daughter and her husband are actually creating an integrative physical medicine clinic now. We are combining the chiropractic, the massage, the therapies, the other modalities with some physical medicine that we know is necessary for some people to heal. So I'm not anti-medical. I do believe there is a place and there is a time. But the world is waking up. We no longer are happy with the status quo. And I'm glad to know that people are waking up to the dangers of the vaccines and the dangers of the overprescribing of medication and drugs and the dangers of the overprescribing of antibiotics, as well as the dangers of the psychotropic medications that these children are being put on like candy. There is awakening taking place. And everyone at that conference last week was a specialist in their own area of what's going on in our world and in our country specifically. And the overwhelming knowledge that was imparted last weekend that is now going out. To me, it's like the pebble in the lake. You throw a pebble in a lake and the ripple goes and just keeps going and going. Well, that's what's happening with all of this wonderful, good information. So when we come back, we're going to hear from Dr. Dennis Goodman, a medical doctor. We're going to be talking about heart disease, cholesterol, and specifically magnesium. So stay tuned.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I love that music. I actually sit in my chair and kind of bounce to it. It gets me in a great mood to talk about my program and to introduce my next guest. I'm going to start out with a question, though. Are you taking care of your heart? Do you eat a heart-healthy diet? You know, since the beginning of the year, I've been talking about how you can physically, you can emotionally, mentally, physically change the outcome of your health. And it means taking little steps each day that are consistent, little steps that can make a huge difference in the outcomes of your health. At this time next year, you could be a healthier human being. And people say, oh, well, you know, I'm getting older. And as we age, you know, it's just automatic. I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. I actually feel like I'm getting better as I age. And I know that I'm healthier today than I was 10 years ago. And so in order to make those differences, though, you have to understand that there are critical, important things that you must do daily within your life to make profound changes in your life over the long term. Well, today, I'm honored to have Dr. Dennis Goodman. He is one of the nation's premier heart and cholesterol doctors. As a cardiologist and a lipidologist, he is the director of integrative medicine at New York Medical Associates in Manhattan, where he specializes in prevention, early detection, and treatment of cardiovascular disease. And just so you know, I believe the future of our healthcare is an integrative approach. As Americans, we are so unhealthy. We have so many, I don't say me, when I say we, I'm referring to average people out there. There are so many chronic illnesses that they're suffering with, and it's so multi-complex that we must take an integrative approach to healing our body and helping our body heal. Dr. Goodman is a clinical associate professor of medicine of the Leon Charney Division of Cardiology in New York University, where he is also actively involved in clinical research and teaching. He sat on the boards of the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology. He was chief of cardiology as well as medical director of the Cardiac Treatment Center for Scripps Memorial Hospital. He has recently authored a book called Magnificent Magnesium, Your Essential Key to a Healthy Heart and More. Dr. Goodman, as I said, has an integrative approach to heart health, which is, I believe, is where the future is going. The New York Times and New York Times Magazine named Dr. Goodman as one of New York's top doctors, and Castle Connolly, an industry firm that rates doctors, consecutively named him as one of America's top doctors from 2011 through 2013. Dr. Goodman's articles on heart function and health have appeared in such peer-reviewed journals as the American Heart Journal, the American Journal of Cardiology, and he has presented more than 500 cardiac symposiums and conferences nationally and internationally. Dr. Goodman, I want to first of all thank you for taking time out of your busy weekend and joining me on Healing Our World.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate you having me on.
And, you know, it's just really interesting that you mentioned when we were talking earlier before the show, how you were saying that, you know, what we need is an integrative wellness model. And I am seriously, I'm at a conference in Atlanta, and my daughter is a chiropractic physician and her husband are both, you know, and she actually treats children with autism, and much of what she does deals with multiple things in their little bodies. And so she is introducing an integrative approach in our clinic, which will allow us to do more testing and get a bigger understanding of what's going on inside their little bodies. And so I really believe that this integrative wellness model is the future of this country if people want to be well.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I can't agree with you more. You said something earlier that just made so much sense. You said you feel healthier now than ever before. And what I think goes on is that as you get older, you actually get wiser. When we're young, you know, you think you're going to live forever and you think you can eat and do what you like and it's not going to catch up with you. And I think as we get older, you realize that it does catch up with you. We start to see people around us really getting ill. And I'm sure you know so many people come and see me even when they feel okay because they say, you know, my friend or someone I know had a sudden heart attack, you know, just dropped dead with no warning whatsoever. And I think people are starting to realize that you have to be proactive about your health. The sooner you start taking it seriously, the more likely you are to have a high quality life and to long and to live, you know, to an old age. So one of my pet peeves is, and I can hear you very passionately feel the same thing, is that we've got to take care of our children and get them into good healthy habits early on. It's a tragedy in this country that we're spending billions of dollars, hundreds of millions on diabetic research, when I think the money should be spent in trying to get the children to eat properly and avoid obesity in the first place. So, you know, of course, we need the research, but it's just a shame. We've got to, I believe very much that let's get to the cause of things. If you can get to the cause, you can solve a lot of problems. And the cause for our big diabetes epidemic is eating too much excessively and obesity.
And I agree. And then you add all of the artificial sweeteners into the whole, you know, equation. And I believe they're just the worst thing. I have to just throw in a little comment here about our children. My daughter, Dr. Renee, went and spoke at a elementary school open house just 2 days ago. And she came home and she said, "Mom, you're not going to believe this." They said they were so proud. They took out Pepsi and Coca-Cola in the school and they replaced it with Diet Pepsi.
Yeah,
and I could not believe it.
Right.
Oh my goodness, we have a long way to go, don't we?
And we have a long way to go. But the key is to have an open mind and to educate. I'm very much in favor of collaboration, working together, educating each other. That's why I think shows like yours are so important, because we need to bring the minds together from both sides, so that people can say, you know what, I'm ready to learn from you. And what's happened is, as you know, there are people on both sides who think the other side is doing some terrible damage. And instead of us coming together and say, what do we both have to offer that's going to help people? And clearly a natural, holistic approach is the best and first choice. Because if we can avoid medications with side effects and we can avoid procedures, that's the best. Sometimes, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, you're a perfect example. If you can't have a successful vaginal delivery, you have a C-section. And we have to know when it's time to say it's time to take a pill or it's time to have a procedure. But my strong push is the more you take care of yourself, the earlier you take care of yourself, the less chance you are ever to need these things.
And doesn't it just go along with cancer as well? For years, I've been preaching and teaching to people, you need to understand everything you can about cancer, what causes it in the body, and proactively do things in your life so that you don't end up with cancer, and then also have a backup plan. If you get that diagnosis someday, how are you going to respond? You must have a backup plan, because we're being bombarded with toxins. We're being bombarded with electrical magnetical fields and all of these things that break down our immune system and really bring our body out of balance. We have to have a plan in place of not only how am I going to promote my health day in and day out, so that I don't end up with cancers or heart disease or diabetes. And then what if I have to have a backup plan that I talk about and think about before I'm in the crisis? Because when we're in the crisis, we're not able to think about it logically without all of that emotion involved as well.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I just think the key is to try to keep as positive as possible. And I like people to focus their energy on things that are going to make them feel good and be healthy.
Exactly.
You know, when you start to worry about whether you're going to get cancer, you can become very neurotic. And what you want to do is focus on what can I do that's going to do the very best I can to be healthy. You spoke about, you know, beverages. You know, the carbonated beverages, actually, we're going to discuss this in a minute, magnesium, they contain phosphates. And phosphates actually bind with magnesium, and it's one of the causes for magnesium deficiency. So all these things, we don't realize what we're doing. It's not just that you're getting sugar or you're getting processed foods or you're getting, you know, chemicals that are really doing a lot of damage, oxidative stress in the body. You're doing other things that we don't even realize, and I was just mentioning magnesium here because magnesium deficiency is so, so prevalent and so important.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break so we can hear from our wonderful sponsors here at Republic Broadcasting, and we will be back in just a moment to talk more about heart health.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Listeners, this is Mary Toko, and you are listening to Healing Our World. And before I get back to interviewing my wonderful guest today, I want to mention my official sponsors for my title as America's Outstanding Mom. As you know, if you've been listening, I am honored to have the title, and my platform is for autism. My goal is to raise awareness and also funds for families with children with autism because it is an epidemic in this country. And the sponsor, my sponsor, is Avena Originals. And as you know, I've been talking about their products. They're amazing. They've got the multivitamins, everything down to herbs to help heal and detox and cleanse the body, probiotics, food enzymes, etc. When you go to AvenaOriginals.com and you use coupon code Mary on the checkout page, you will get free shipping, and also you will get a free colon health book if you just request it. Be sure to ask for the free colon health book. It's a wonderful little book that will really help you to understand how health comes from the inside out. And really, a lot of it does start right in the gut. So take advantage of this opportunity while you can. Get a free book and also get free shipping on any of their products. Now, as I was talking about before the break, we were talking with Dr. Goodman. He is he's a cardiologist, a very talented speaker and writer who has been talking about how to basically how to keep your heart healthy and strong. He has a book called Magnificent Magnesium, Your Essential Key to a Healthy Heart and More. That book, by the way, is available on Amazon.com. I also found that on Googlebooks.com, and Barnes & Noble is selling it in other major bookstores. It was released on January 1st. So, Dr. Goodman, again, welcome to my program.
Thank you, Mary.
How did you get so involved with looking at the mineral deficiency of magnesium and the heart-health connection?
So it's a wonderful question. I've actually spent many, many years doing very traditional kind of medicine. I am an interventional cardiologist. I was putting stents in to people that were having heart attacks. And I just started to realize over the years that I'm like a fireman. I'm coming there with a fire engine, you know, when the house is burning down. And I really started to look at what are the things that I can do where I can really make a difference to a much larger number of people. And I started to think about how do we prevent this in the first place. And I worked at Scripps Integrative Medicine for about 18 months. And I started to realize there that there are so many things that you can take naturally that can help you prevent problems. And magnesium was something I started to read about and learn about. And as I started to dig deeper, I found out that there are literally tens of thousands of articles in the literature about how important magnesium is. It turns out that it actually is vital for about 350 enzyme systems in the body. Now, it's a mineral. Now, a mineral means that it's inorganic. It can't be made by living things, so the body doesn't produce it. We need magnesium for the cells to function properly, and we need it for DNA and RNA and energy production. If you don't have adequate energy for your cells, they can't function properly. And I want to read you something that I'm sure you'll find fascinating. I just want to read you one sentence, and then I'll tell you where it's from. It says, do you know that most of us today are suffering from certain dangerous diet deficiencies which cannot be remedied until depleted soils from which our food comes are brought into proper mineral balance? The alarming fact is that fruits, vegetables, and grains now being raised on millions of acres of land that no longer contain enough of certain minerals are starving us, no matter how much of them we eat. In other words, even if you're eating your fruits and vegetables, it turns out that the soil is deficient and magnesium is a prime culprit. Now, what I read to you comes from a Senate meeting in 1936 where they were concerned about depletion of soil, of the mineral content, and it's only got worse. So what I'm about to tell you is a scary thought, that even when you're trying to eat properly with the vegetables and fruits, which are really important, most people in this country, about 75 or 80%, are magnesium deficient. They have suboptimal levels of magnesium. And how do you know that? Of course, it's all in my book, Magnificent Magnesium. But people have a vast array of different symptoms affecting many systems, because as I told you, if this is an important mineral for so many enzyme systems, it affects the heart, the brain, the nervous system, the stomach. So people can get muscle spasms, muscle cramping, fibromyalgia, you know, basically aches and pains in your muscles and joints, insomnia, not being able to sleep properly, anxiety, depression, palpitations. It goes on and on and on. And what actually happens, if you remain deficient long enough, you actually develop, and it contributes to serious diseases, heart disease, diabetes, obesity. So this is what it got me so passionate about, it because I thought this is something that we can all readily reverse. We can take magnesium supplementation if you're deficient, and you can turn yourself around and hopefully even prevent having these serious conditions like heart attacks and strokes. And there are lots of articles in the literature that actually are pointing to the fact that we reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes. And it was an article 2010 in American, the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, that said that they reduced the risk of sudden cardiac death in women by 47% in people who had good magnesium levels. So the point, Mary, is, and this is why I'm passionate about it, I want people to be able to know what their levels are and whether they're deficient. And the big problem is you can't find out easily from the serum blood test, because when doctors order serum magnesium, only 1% of magnesium is in the blood. The rest of it's intracellular. So this is a key point that I want to make to your listeners. Ask your doctor to get a red blood cell magnesium level on you. That is a much better test to determine whether you're magnesium deficient. And if the level is less than 5.5, you have suboptimal levels and you should replete your magnesium levels. One last thing I wanted to point out. There's a very, very good website that talks about all the foods that are high in magnesium, and it's called whfoods.org, and this is basically a non-profit foundation that just gives a lot of information on what foods are good for what, and there's on there you'll find magnesium, and it talks about all the foods that are rich in magnesium. It turns out it's the green leafy vegetables, things like spinach, Swiss chard, pumpkin seeds, for example, high in magnesium, sesame seeds, quinoa, sunflower seeds, beet greens. So when people say, well, what should I eat? I say, here are the things you should eat, but you could still be deficient because it's not being grown in soil that's rich in magnesium. So here's the plug for organic or farmers type of vegetables. Anywhere where you think you can get your vegetables where the soil is much better, more likely to be magnesium rich, is better for you. So that's just trying to give you a little summary. But what's key and it's so important is that I think there's so many people that are magnesium deficient, and it's contributing to the high incidence of heart disease, diabetes in this country.
Dr. Goodman, there's a couple of comments I would like to interject here. First of all, you said that Senate meeting was in 1946 or 26?
1936.
36. And that makes me think, why on earth are we, 60, 70 years later, we're still dealing with a problem, if not even much worse than then? It's really that our soil situations weren't addressed. And that was just a comment. I mean, I was just shocked when I heard that Senate hearing was that long ago. Secondly, being a cardiologist, obviously, and again, this is just, not even playing the devil's advocate, just asking you this. I'm sure that if people started doing their magnesium, eating healthier, and getting the good fats in their system instead of the bad fats, I'm sure that the incidence of heart attack would drop drastically. That isn't so good for all of the cardiologists and the medical doctors, is it?
Well, I like to think that we're all in it for the right reasons, which is to heal and help and give people a better quality of life. So I don't think anybody's thinking to themselves, well, how am I going to, tell people to do things that may be wrong for them. I think that we've got enough problems in this country that the doctors will always be busy. And what I would like to see cardiologists focusing on much more is prevention. Now, we can't have everybody in prevention, but even people like myself who were putting stents in, I am very strong on the fact that, say you're a very, very good interventional cardiologist and you put a stent in somebody and you saved their life because they were having a heart attack, you want to make sure that if you don't have the time or the resources to spend to talk to that person about how they should eat, what they should do, you send them to somebody else. For example, where I work at New York Medical Associates, I'm in charge of integrative medicine. I have so many people who come to me after they've had a heart attack because I sit with them. I say, now, how did this happen in the first place? How can we prevent the second one? And just to your point, Mary, it's not easy. Because people don't realize that they've sort of gone astray and something bad until something bad happens. I don't know if you know this fact, but half the people who have a heart attack and die, 50% of them, it's their first and last symptom of coronary artery disease.
Yes, so, I was actually going to make that comment myself. I've heard that statistic that it's the heart attack that kills them, which was their first symptom that they even had a heart condition. And I have to commend you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to look at what they're eating and look at how they got where they got and encouraging them to make the necessary changes in their diet. So,
and exercise anyway. And all the good stuff, as you know.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break and we're going to talk more about the book, Magnificent Magnesium, Your Essential Key to a Healthy Heart and More. Stay tuned.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Okay, this is Mary, and I'm trying to get in here. I love the music, but I'm trying to get in here and just let you guys know that I am speaking with Dr. Dennis Goodman. He is the Director of Integrative Medicine at New York Medical Associates in Manhattan, where he specializes in prevention, early detection, and treatment of cardiovascular disease. And I will tell you this, Dr. Dennis Goodman, I feel your compassion and I also feel your commitment to helping people. And you have given me a little bit of faith that there really are wonderful, good physicians out there who do care and do see that we need to focus on prevention. And that, yes, it's wonderful that we have emergency care when we're in a crisis situation, but that really healthcare is about prevention and doing everything we can to keep us healthy. And I just want you to know I do see your commitment and I feel your passion, and I'm sure that my listeners sense that as well.
Thank you, and I totally agree with you. I think what we got to add to that, Mary, is prevention is only successful if the person that you're talking to, that you're discussing it with, takes it on board. If we can be doctors like myself and really get into talking about prevention, but I'm not successful until that person walks out of my office and says, I am motivated to make the changes. That's the real success, because we've got to find ways that people first come see you to talk about it, and the sooner the better. And second of all, that they come out saying, I'm empowered. I want to do this. Because being healthy is not something that you can sit on the couch and think about. You actually got to get up and get the information so that you're eating right, that you're exercising, and that you're thinking about your spirit, which is basically, I consider, stress. Stress management is a huge part of prevention of heart disease. So I spend a lot of time with every patient talking about what are your stresses, what can we do about it, because that's a key thing that you have to reduce in order to reduce your risk.
And I do think the minerals are just absolutely so important for anybody. You know, the magnesium we know is very critical in all body function. And I encourage people all the time to use the pink Himalayan salt, because it has 82 trace minerals. And
right.
and if you're not supplementing, get a hold of some really good quality minerals for supplementation purposes. Now, you actually formulated a natural cardiovascular supplement to help treat cholesterol problems. From what I understand as a layperson, cholesterol is developed or created in the liver, and we need necessary and the proper fats in order to create cholesterol. Can you just, while we have a few minutes left, can you talk a little bit about this whole cholesterol myth and how important supplementation is to keep your cholesterol healthy?
Okay, so, you know, that's a topic for another conversation, but let me just give you the bottom line. Cholesterol, basically the bad cholesterol, the quote LDL cholesterol, we call that low-density lipoprotein, has always been regarded as this, you know, very, very bad thing in the body that's causing heart disease. It's only one factor. And so we've seen so many times that people who have a high LDL cholesterol do okay, or we find somebody who has a heart attack and their cholesterol's okay. So it's one small, I wouldn't call it small, but it's not the only thing. And so when people get really, I think, get overboard worrying about the cholesterol, and then they're on statin medication and they don't think about some of the other things like magnesium deficiency, I think you can miss the boat. So this is what I tell people. The first thing you want to do is try never to have to take a statin. And what I believe is that the best evidence for having to take drugs is only when you've already got heart disease. And so I'm very much in how do we prevent you ever getting there in the first place. The body needs cholesterol. We make cholesterol because there's so many hormones and cells in the body that need it that we have to have a certain amount of cholesterol in the body. The trouble is when you've got excess cholesterol that deposits in the arteries, that's when you get blockages. It's an important concept to understand that it's only one factor. When I see a patient and I'm trying to decide what to do, I say, let's look at all your things, your sugar, whether you've got diabetes, your weight, your cholesterol, your magnesium level, your vitamin D level, your blood pressure. All these things determine risk. Cholesterol is one aspect of it, and I'm sure you know there's people out there that say the whole cholesterol thing is a myth. It's not a myth. We know for sure that it's a factor. It's a very important factor, but it's one factor. And I am a big believer that we don't want to give drugs that are going to give side effects if you can use natural approaches.
And again, my guest today is Dr. Goodman. His book is Magnificent Magnesium, Your Essential Key to a Healthy Heart and More. And I believe I mentioned that you can get this on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. Is there anywhere else they can find this book, Doctor?
You know what? It's the Amazon right now, Barnes & Noble, and they can go there. The one thing I just wanted to point out as well, I did put this multivitamin together for the cardiac system called HDL Booster, and it's worth looking at because it raises the good cholesterol naturally. And it's called HDL Booster. Maybe we can talk about that another time.
But
if you go onto my website, DennisGoodmanMD.com, you can get the book off the website, you know, because there's a link to Amazon, and you can learn about HDL Boost, and you can learn about magnesium. And really, I'm like you in that sense, Mary. I want to educate. I want people to take control of their lives by being passionate about how to be healthy. And that means getting educated.
I know my mother sees a cardiologist who I have a lot of respect for up in northern Michigan. And one of the first things he did was talk about her diet and nutrition. And he gave her a wonderful book. I don't remember what it's called, but it was all about getting back to the basics of eating and making sure that you get the good fats in the system and avoiding the sugars and the processed foods. And really, this is the key even to cholesterol, is making sure that you're getting the right good fats, right?
As you know, we got on the wrong track for many years. We told people they must have a low carbohydrate diet and low fat. And it turns out we all know today that the big culprit is sugar. Sugar is the really, I think, as bad as smoking. And so we know today that if you don't cut back on sugar and processed foods, that's going to be the greatest risk. So good fats are important. And so we know today it's not about the fat. It's about processed food, and sugar is the biggest culprit. And I think that if people don't focus on that, and that's the trouble with our diets, why do we have so much sugar? Because people like the taste. And we've got sugar and in so many things. And what I can tell people, I say all the time, the sugar is destructive. It's causing oxidative stress. You've got to look at your sugar intake and cut it down. And you know, when you do cut it down, and I've got so many patients, they say to me within a few weeks, I feel so much better.
And there's sugar substitutes too, and I just want to mention that I have a sweet tooth as well. I mean, I try to really, really watch my intake of processed sugars. But when I want to use something sweet, we have xylitol, which is made, you know, natural. Which is a wonderful natural, substitute for sugar, as well as stevia. And so we do have healthy alternatives out there that you can cook and bake with, use in your coffee or your tea, or use to sweeten, that are healthier for you.
And dark chocolate, Mary. It's the other thing that we should make a case for, because, you know, I like chocolate too, and now I just have a little bite of dark chocolate because I have this craving for it around 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I just have a little bit of dark chocolate, and it takes the craving away. And it turns out that dark chocolate has got a high magnesium content, so you're getting some benefit there too.
Dr. Goodman, I have to tell you, I just in the last few months started getting those really healthy dark chocolate bars at the health food store, organic, you know. And I do chocolate every night. I'm craving a piece of that chocolate right around 10 o'clock, so now I know what you're doing when I'm doing it. That's good. Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much. We've only got a couple minutes left here. I will get you back on. We will talk more about the cholesterol issue and enlighten our listening audience. And I want to thank you for coming on our program today. God bless you. It's all about prevention. And I do appreciate good doctors like you who are out there in mainstream integrating all of this wonderful natural information into healthcare. So I do appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Mary, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll get back with you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless. And now I want to mention that Republic Broadcasting is still doing our pledge drive. We are here for you. We're committed to bringing out the truth and subjects. Would you please consider supporting Republic Broadcasting Network? You can call 800-724-2719 to pledge. When you pledge, you help us stay on the air. I know John Stattmiller, whose program is the National Intel Report, has been committed for years to bringing good programming to this station. We are reaching people around the world through the internet, through satellite, and of course locally in your area. And we just encourage you to please consider supporting us with a pledge. The number to call again is 800-724-2719. This is Mary Toko signing off. God bless and have a wonderful week.